Good morning, everybody. My name is Khaes Musi. I'm a permanent member of the committee from the ANC, I think.
Thank you, Honorable. I'm sorry, I'm not well. My name is Beauty Fulani, a full-time member of committee.
Honorable members, I'm very glad of former full-time
members.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Bongekile Dlomo, known Bongi, full-time member of the African National Congress.
Good morning, honourable members. My name is Bev Abrams from the ANC, full-time member. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sweti Manana.
Hi, Darren Bergman, full-time member from the Democratic Alliance.
Mr. Shaka, DA.
I have report. I think there's just too much power on the circuit. It's turned up too high. We will now proceed to electing chairpersons of the committee. Procedures, I will ask for nominations. I will ask for a seconder. And I will ask whether there are any further nominations. If there are no further nominations, then the person deemed to be elected. Otherwise, we will proceed until we have all the nominations. Members will be allowed to vote only for one of the candidates. And then, after the process has been completed, the person who has the most votes will then be are there nominations for petition chairperson, Mr. Hansoma? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, chairperson. I nominate, I strike Ralohoma. Nominate Beauty Nomvuzo Kulan as the chairperson of the Sports and Recreation Committee.
Thank you, honorable members. Let me take this opportunity to thank the members of this committee. I don't know whether now I must ask them, whoever was heading the staff, I don't know my staff because this is the first day that I'm chairperson, but also I would love to thank everybody who's here, hoping that we've got only one goal to look at in this committee. There are so many things that we are going to do, but one which is my passionate is to transform sport. With this delegation, I'm suspecting that when we're doing oversight on this committee, it's one of our priorities. I know that you are all here voted by different parties, but when we are coming to the committee, we are serving the nation. We must not ever, ever forget that. And I'm suspecting that everybody has a broader mandate from where he or she is coming from. We must try to look of the decorum of the committee. And we are allowed to differ, but in a manner that we know that it's not about us as members of committee, it's about the nation. So I'm taking this opportunity also to thank my organization that agreed that I must chair, and our colleagues, which is our opposition parties, they didn't disagree. I'm honored to say that I'm taking this task, thinking that this is not my task, it's our task as a collective. So if I can ask the lady who was chairing this meeting to introduce to us as committee members, who are they, in order that we must know. We are all new in this committee. This is a new parliament, so we are expecting to know each and everyone, irrespective of maybe you have been here for 14 years. There are those who have been here for 14 years, but this is a new parliament and a new committee. Thank you so much.
You've already met me. My name is Tunay Pau. Secretary, my colleague, my female colleague at the table to the left is Mepsi Mashtunkanyane. She is the committee assistant and the one who does most of the hard work. The gentleman to my left, Mr. Seboho Tebehai, content advisor, also someone who will very appreciate lots of effort put in, and then Mr. Mpumzi Mizutazi. To the right of the chairperson, he's the committee researcher, doing much he's not in the committee section, but he's with the research section, but working very, very closely as part of this team. An integral part of it. Miss Beverly Walters in pink is the executive secretary for the chairperson. She's come to meetings also often. So you'll see her around. And then Mr. Colin to the left is he's not part of this team, but he's part of the parliamentary team, and we appreciate his expertise with the sound and vision division, and he's kindly trying to get everything into focus.
Thank you so much. I'm thinking that today we've got only this on agenda, hoping that very soon we'll be getting what you are supposed to do. As new members, we know that very soon the budget votes will be meeting us together. So I've seen during the weekend an SMS saying that we must come and adopt the program. I don't think it was in order. We
are all new, we don't have a program, and then procedures of looking at the program will follow soon. So I'm thinking that with my understanding, the meeting stands adjourned. A moment, please. I'm advised that we must say what are we going to do the next meeting. I'm suspecting it's what I was just outlining, saying that this is our first day of it, and the office of the chairperson with the relevant staff will communicate as from today onwards what is expected of us to do as from today onwards. So can we be given that chance that I must have the collective of my office to look on what they now they are distributing. This is my first day and first time to be a member of this committee. Whatever they've drafted, I need to look it in order that the committee must own, the chairperson must own any paper from my office. I'm sure I'm still in order. Thank you. We do have the staff in the office. They've been here before even we know that we'll be here, all of us. Before I know that the 11 million have voted for this party that I'm presenting. I'm not on that today. I'm saying I need the staff of the office to sit with me as a chairperson. You must have this, but before even I saw it, I can't allow that. It must not be started, it must not die. It must start in the office of the chairperson, in order that the chairperson will come to the collective of the committee to interact with whatever paper is from the office. Unless members, I'm trying to be strict, maybe unreasonable, but I'm suspecting I must not own something that I was not part of it. This is the new parliament. I can't say that just because I was here last year, all is well. I need to sit with the collective of my staff, which I'm appreciating that they are going to guide the committee. But I've got members that they must own whatever is coming from the office. It's not only something coming from the officials of parliament. I'm still maintaining saying that, can you members give us a chance that myself and the office, we must look on what they are taking today in order that by tomorrow we must communicate with the portfolio members. Thank you.
I just noted that members, committee who elected chairpersons today, I'm sure everybody received notification of this, that there will be training on the budget proceeds for such committees, and this has been scheduled for Wednesday. Did everybody get notification of that? Then I think we have no, I just wanted everybody to know about that so nobody misses that training.
Congratulations, Chairperson. I think, you know, it's quite in order that you start by addressing yourself in the development with the staff. I think it's the right order of business to proceed. But can we also get a sense from the Chairperson that following that interaction with the committee, with the staff, the committee will also then have the privilege to get a sense of where the Chairperson, in light of the briefing that she has had, will be taking the committee forward to in terms of those interactions. I think it will be useful for this committee also, given that, you know, obviously they could be developing business that overrides and that overflows from the previous business of this committee, you know, and we don't want to be seeing
highlight, you know, what the state of the business of the portfolio committee is post that interaction you rightfully asked for with the committee staff.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Exactly, the office of the chairperson will be needing a legal cell report. And their legal cell report is not going to start in the first day of nominating the chairperson. I'm agreeing with you that that's why I'm saying that this is not about chairperson. After I've got everything from the committee, and then I must come from the section committee, I must come to the owners of this committee to share and to discuss and to have a program that will be added on whatever. So the committee has a right to own the report, not only the chairperson, but the bus starts with the chairperson and stopped through the committee at large. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, honorable members. We must adjourn, preparing that by tomorrow something will happen to your pigeonholes, hoping that everyone has got a pigeonhole, that as from now we're not going to sit around, we'll sit with the committee session, taking me through, and then from there, whatever they are proposing here, will come back, maybe with flesh to get from the committee. And I'm thinking that this meeting adjourns, except that there's one hand.
Can we then have a sense of when you would like to own the content following your discussion with the committee, which will then be the next formal interaction of this committee, excluding tomorrow's training? Can we get a sense from the chairperson of that? Because I think it will also be useful just for fellow members' preparation, coming into that.
Thank you so much, honorable member. By this day afternoon, the House Chairperson of this Parliament, he is calling all the chairpersons with guidance, because the scheduling of meetings is through the office of the House Chairperson. By virtue that they are calling us, they were not expecting us to propose dates. They wanted to take us through in order that we must not have clashing of meetings. So that's why I'm saying I will sit down with the office, and then by 12:30 to 1 o'clock or 12, the House Chairperson called all the chairpersons. So from there, we'll come back to you through the committee session. The program with us now, it cannot be a program without that we must be given a mandate by the House Chairperson, in order that we must not propose any dates here without having to be seated, all of us as chairperson. We don't want to have clashing dates in time. Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Oh,
okay, congratulations, Chairperson. So by tomorrow we'll be able to know when is the next sitting. That's what you see after you have met.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This afternoon the House Chairperson will give the program. The program is not from the Chairperson of the committee, it's from the House Chairperson sitting together with the programming whips of Parliament. So we'll be getting the dates, but I don't want to say that I'm taking those dates from the committee staff. I want to be told by somebody who's heading all the chairpersons in this Parliament. By tomorrow we'll be knowing through the office, this office of committee session. Thank you. I don't want to allow anyone. We must try to listen and try to do other things. You want to say something? want to this honorable staff to want to dilute what I'm saying. She's wanting to tell me that there is a possibility. I'm saying to honorable members of the committee, the chairperson of the committee, not yet briefed by somebody who's heading the committee session of this parliament. I will follow suit after whatever we've been told today. I'm not undermining them. They must know that the chairperson is the driving person of a committee. This meeting at
the secretary. The secretary will enter.
Bye.